to that, Kirk, crystal clear, very little static, if any, in your background today. I'm gathering you didn't change a thing, Roger. Got one of them electrical gremlins running around, do you?
Probably an electrical gremlin. I moved what I had my power supply plugged into, thinking there might have been a noise on the AC end of the circuit there, but that wasn't it. But I have not changed any antenna wires or anything of that sort. Really, just like it's been all along. Over.
Roger that. That's why they call it a hobby. That's exactly why they call it a hobby. And I'm a firm believer in grounding everything. I don't care where it is or what I got it plugged into. I'll always put an additional ground in harmonic homes and such. But yeah, interesting to see what the comparison in the SWR meters is, Roger.
Yeah, I'm going to have three different meters here to compare against. My one meter, he's got the same one, but they don't read the same. And then he's got an old school meter from back in the day that is pretty reliable. Over.
Do that. Good copy. Yeah, I've got quite the Radio Shack here, if I may say so. It's imperative that them old SWRs are, as you well know, within limits there. And I'll tell you what, you can't beat a good SWR meter. I run one full-time on several rigs. Haven't invested wisely in a couple good ones along the way, saving my pennies. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that turns out for you. And again, pleasure to hear you back up there, sir. Roger.